Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
ABC has officially confirmed that the Oscars will have no main host. The first time this has happened since 1989. Of course, comedian Kevin Hart was invited to host the ceremony, but pulled out when controversial tweets he sent out 8 years ago resurfaced. Instead of replacing him, the Academy will rely on a slew of celebrities to present awards and keep the show running, which airs February 24.
Oh, gosh, I don't know if I can watch it.
With no host?
Well, it's going to be a bit awkward, isn't it?
Yeah, well, we'll see.
It'll be a herd of elephants in the room. Speaking of award ceremonies, Dolly Parton has just been added to the impressive list of performers at this year's Grammys. The country singing legend will perform songs from her Dumplin' soundtrack. That's a big movie on Netflix. You saw it?
It's amazing. It's very good. Stars Jennifer Aniston.
Ooh, might be worth a look. Accompanied by Maren Morris, Katy Perry, Kacey Musgraves and Little Big Town. It'll be Parton's first Grammys performance since 2001. She's such a durable performer.
She's amazing.
The Grammys air February 10.
Now, if you've never seen Game of Thrones, Peter, have you seen Game of Thrones?
I haven't. I think I started to watch and I went, ooh.
Yeah, bit too graphic. Can't yeah, it is a bit full on. Well, if you want to catch up on all 7 seasons before the final season drops in April this year, I have a viewing plan for you. Foxtel have dropped the entire 7 seasons, and if you watch one a night from today, you'll be all caught up when season 8 airs in April.
End of an era for Modern Family fans. The network's announced that season 11 will be the last one for the popular family dramedy.
Dramedy. It's like a mix between drama and comedy. Dramedy. And Chris Pratt has spoken to Extra about how nervous he was to ask Arnold Schwarzenegger for his daughter's hand in marriage.
Well, you know, I think any person who appreciates a not tradition and asks a father for his daughter's hand in marriage is, you know, it's inevitably going to be something that makes you a little nervous, but that's sort of the beauty of it, you know.
And having been a dad in that situation where somebody has come to ask me for my daughter's hand in marriage, you have nothing but respect for a young man that will do that because you know it's terrifying.
Yeah, well, I think Chris Pratt knew he needed to get off on the right foot in this relationship with the Terminator as his father-in-law.
I've got some news for you.
Entertainment News with Gunners and Ali.
91.7 The Wave.